Good morning. How's everybody? It's a great day to worship God today. Well, every day is a good day. Let me see. In August, I'm going to be giving a workshop on mediumship, so I thought I'd talk a little bit today about mediumship. When I was 4 years old, I started seeing auras just around the head, and then by the time I was a teenager, that expanded all the way halfway down their body and in multi-colors. But that doesn't really have anything to do with mediumship, but it was more clairvoyance, dealt with clairvoyance more than anything. I remember a time when my mother gave me 50 cents back in 1950. I was 12 years old. She said, "Go get a haircut, son. You're starting to look shaggy." And I said, "Well, can I let it grow real long like yours, Mom?" And she says, "You don't want to be a sissy, do you?" I said, "I don't know what that is, but no, I guess I'll. But you know, Mom, 10 years from now, men are going to have hair longer than yours and women are going to have hair shorter than mine." She says, "I keep forgetting you about you, but, he says, go get a haircut anyway." So I went and got the haircut. But also something happened when I was 12 years old. I read my first book about ghosts. And I was so intrigued by ghosts that I read every book I could find about ghosts. And as you know, most of the books about ghosts are fiction, especially when it comes to movies. You see just the worst thing in the world when it comes to ghosts. But, you know, we know that these type of ghosts can't harm us. You know, they never could and never will. But it wasn't until, I guess about 1969, I started sitting in my first development circle. We turn out the lights, light a candle, and we say a prayer, and we would meditate. And again, I still didn't know anything about mediumship. But then it just opened up like that. Suddenly, I could see many things in the future around people. And it kind of freaked me out, and I dropped out of the meditation class for a whole year. And then the same person that introduced me to this meditation group said, "I've been going to this spiritualist church, and would you like to come along?" And I said, "Okay." So I went, and after the church service, the minister gave me a message that just kind of freaked me out a little bit. Gave me the name of my father, my grandfather and my grandmother, and so, and a few messages. And so she announced that they had meditation classes. And so after the church service, I went up to her and said, "I'd like to be in one of your classes." So I joined this class, and my girlfriend was in the class with me. She's the one that enticed me to join. And in the class was another medium, and he had a development circle, so I joined his. And so then through that one, I found out about another development circle. And before you knew it, I was in a different meditation group Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. Every night, I was in a development class. And when you just sit by yourself and meditate, you grow spiritually very slowly. But when you meditate in a group, the development is very rapid. But then when you sit every night, it's really, really fast. And I started seeing auras again. I started giving messages in the church. I would give the full name and how they died, and a message from them, and it was incredible. And that was back in 1971 and 72. And then I joined a spiritualist church in Washington, D.C., and I was there for almost 30 years, and I gave messages there every Sunday. And so with the development of mediumship, for me, it came quite suddenly because I was sitting every night. I wasn't really trying to develop mediumship. It just came on its own. And when I would get up and give messages, I would just listen to what came in, and I would just say what popped into my mind. And so that's how it started. And it was soon after that that I started giving psychic readings, and people would come, and I would give readings. And so I've been doing that for, I don't know, since 1974. That's how long I've been giving readings. But the amazing thing is that about mediumship is you don't have to sit in a meditation circle to develop it. There's been cases, thousands and thousands of cases, where people have seen spirit entities and even talked to them, and they weren't mediums. So you don't really have to sit in a development circle if you want to become a medium. You can do it on your own. But I was fortunate enough to find some really good mediums that I sat with, and it really helped me in my own spiritual growth and development. And so that's about all I can tell you about it, except that mediumship has proven that there really is life after death, and that you really can communicate with your loved ones in spirit. I communicate more with my mom and dad than when they were alive. So, and you can too if you want. All of your loved ones in spirit, you can just sit quietly by yourself and just 5 or 10 minutes every day at the same time, in the same place, just sit quietly and talk to them. And after a while, you'll start to hear them. It doesn't take long, believe me. So thank you very much.